Your job as a deliberative body is to make smart decisions on behalf of your community, and that the expectation is that you're well-informed.
Creamer's organization works to serve more than 600 local school boards and BOCE boards. As elected leaders, school board members vote on important policies for school districts. It affects about 2.7 million children statewide.
We really try to make sure that the school board realizes the mission. You know, this isn't about you. I even will tell school boards, you don't want to ever be the story. You never should be the story.
You know? What letter grade would you give the Buffalo Public School District School Board?
Oh, I'm not going there. You think I'm crazy? In fact, I love all my school boards. But I would tell you, that's not an easy place. And these urban school districts are under enormous pressure from a lot of special interest groups. There's all kinds of things that pull the school board apart in different directions. And it's really hard for them to keep coming back. But they have to. They have to recognize that when it's all said and done, these kids need that kind of place where they know that there's people who are working collectively together for their benefit and not fighting amongst themselves.
A major issue many school districts and boards are now facing in the state is water testing for lead. Creamer's organization jumped on board right away, telling school boards they must test and fix any problem. The association lobbied for passage of the bill that now requires testing and remediation. Creamer says his association wants to be part of the solution, but he did point out the biggest issue always comes down to resources. Eileen Buckley, WBFO News.